Now, we want to focus on some of the facts about the DACA program. Announcing the president's decision last week, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made this claim.
It also denied jobs to hundreds of thousands of Americans by allowing those same illegal aliens to take those jobs.
We want to fact check that, not just that, but many other things related to DACA. Wesley Tharp is research director with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. Good morning.
Morning, Celeste. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Can we start with this, the Jeff Sessions claim that DACA denied jobs to hundreds of thousands of Americans?
That's outright false, Celeste. It's a common misconception that immigrants, whether here on a legal permanent basis or a temporary lawful basis or having originally come to the country illegally, are taking jobs from native-born Americans. But what actually happens with immigration is that immigrants grow the size of the economy as a whole by being workers, entrepreneurs, contributing to their communities, being taxpayers. And so for every job that an individual foreign-born person may quote-unquote take, let's say, for example, an immigrant taking a job on a construction site, they create jobs elsewhere in the economy by circulating those dollars throughout the economy that essentially cancel out any of the lost jobs, or some economists believe benefit the economy perhaps substantially over time.
And this is backed up by numbers. This is not your gut feeling.
Oh, absolutely. This is, I would say, the consensus of mainstream research on the economic benefit of immigrants is that over the long term in particular, the benefits are absolutely positive of additional immigrants coming to communities and to the country as a whole, in the same way we see benefits from native-born people coming to Metro Atlanta or to Georgia as opposed to these communities who are losing population over time. There's some debate about what are the short-term impacts, because there, there are some pressures there, particularly
short-term
in certain
means
industries.
6 months to a year, or
when, say, there's a heightened amount of immigration in a short-term period, are there jobs being, again, quote-unquote, taken in certain industries that might have a large percentage of immigrants? But, again, the consensus, I would say, is that those impacts, even in the short term, are either zero or just very, very minor.
Let's hear this comment from Alex Narasta of the Cato Institute. He says about 91% of DACA recipients are employed. This is him speaking on Fox Business.
They pay in federal taxes about $60 billion a year over the next decade, more than they consume in benefits. And their contribution to American GDP over the next decade will be about $280 billion. Rescinding their work permits does not mean that they leave the United States, does not kick them out. It merely means that they're deprived of jobs.
So if that means that they lose their jobs, that means we lose that $60 billion in taxes if DACA is rescinded?
Right, and let me bring this home to Georgia in particular. Our research indicates that the about 47,000 Dreamers in Georgia, people who are either receiving DACA currently or who are immediately eligible to apply, contribute $66 million a year to Georgia in state and
Holy
local
cow.
Tax revenue. If those young people who were brought to this country as children were deported, Georgia would lose that entire $66 million a year. If they lose their DACA status but were allowed to stay, they wouldn't be working as often. They would be receiving lower wages, and so that contribution would shrink substantially.
So, okay, let's hear another comment. And this is talking about their wages. This is Richard Trumka, and he oversees the AFL-CIO, the union. He says ending DACA would actually make workplaces less safe.
It'll make it more difficult for us to come together to raise wages for everybody. There are 800,000 people that are making contributions every single day. Taking away their rights, making them exposed to being fired at will is not only cruel, it's very, very wrong for the economy. It's a wrong thing to do.
What do we know about the way that DACA recipients in particular affect wages or labor standards?
That's a very good question. I would say that legal status for the immigrant community does have very important implications for workers as a whole, because when there is a large pool of potential workers that don't have the ability to negotiate, don't have the ability to
complain,
to what have you, it undercuts the legal workforce. And so that's just one example of how having a system for immigrants to be treated fairly, bring them into the fabric of our communities and our economy, spills over into benefits for people as a whole, regardless of whether they were born here or what their legal status is.
How united is this opinion? You said this is basically the opinion of most major economists and people who look at these things rather broadly. But, I mean, there are people, economists, who disagree, right? How universal is this view?
Sure. Well, I would, again, point to this concept of looking at the economy as a whole long-term versus looking at sort of individualized short-term or perhaps industry-specific effects. So the economy as a whole long-term. As more immigrants come to our communities and come to this country, they're getting jobs, they're pumping money back into the economy, they're starting businesses, they're paying taxes, which then go to positive investments like schools and roads. Those things grow the overall size of the economic pie over time. There's almost universal agreement about those long-term impacts. What we see a little bit more debate around are particularly what are the effects of predominantly lower-wage industries sort of immediately when, let's say, a large group of immigrants come in. And there's a minority of economists who think that there are some small effects on wages short term. But again, the broader consensus is that for every one job that is taken in a certain industry, every job that's taken in a particular industry, say construction or manufacturing, the increased economic activity from the wages that that immigrant worker receives and then pumps back into the economy balance those things out.
So we have about a minute left. How concerned are you, as part of the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute, about this 6 months of limbo? The economy doesn't particularly like uncertainty. How concerning is that?
My primary concern is that there are about 47,000 young people in Georgia brought to this country as children who could see their opportunities and their futures stripped away by this decision. If Congress does not come to some sort of bipartisan agreement to put a fair plan in place for these immigrants to get on the path to legal permanent status or the path to citizenship, there are about 1 million immigrants in Georgia as a whole. About 1 in 10 Georgians was born outside the United States. About 1 in 5 Georgia school children have an immigrant parent. All of those people, whether dreamers or not, deserve to be treated fairly and to have opportunities to maximize their contributions.
That's Wesley Tharp of the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.